Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming Vested World. Vested World is located in the Loop.
My name is Eula Broplet, and I'm the founder of Vested World.
And then if you were to tell the story of Vested World from baby seedling to where it is today, what would that story be?
Yeah, so Vested World really started out of an interest of mine to invest in and promote economic development in underserved economic areas around the world, both here in the U.S. and also in Africa and other developing countries. I'm from Liberia and always had an interest in doing something there. But after living in Chicago for close to 10 years, looking at the situation both on the south and west side of the city and the lack of economic development there, just saw a huge need and an opportunity to focus on building businesses that have the ability to employ people, pay those people fair wages, and allow them to be able to provide for the kind of the basic things that many of us take for granted.
I want to make sure that people get a real, hard idea of how Vested World works.
Yeah, so Vested World is a venture fund that allows qualified investors to invest in early stage opportunities in underserved areas. One of the things that's unique to our model, different from a traditional fund, is that in addition to the investments we make out of our fund, we also allow people who are qualified and interested to invest alongside our fund on a deal-by-deal basis for significantly less than it would require to invest in a fund. And so you can have the same exposure to the deals that our fund investors have exposure to, but at a fraction of the monetary commitment to do so. And so on a deal-by-deal basis, the minimum an investor needs to invest is $10,000 per deal, whereas the minimum investor in our fund is investing $100,000. So shortly after I graduated from law school, the passage of the Jobs Act allowed you to raise money from investors using general solicitation, which really opened up the door for what I envisioned the initial iteration of Vested World to become. So now we are a venture fund focused on investing in early stage companies in sub-Saharan Africa. The impetus was trying to promote economic development in underserved areas.
How did your background inform the way that you decided to try to tackle that goal?
When I practiced law, I focused on transactional work. And so I understood how businesses were formed from the legal standpoint, and I understood how they operated both from a legal standpoint, but also from simply observing businesses and investing in businesses as an angel. And so that background really suited me well as I was looking at some of the fundamental problems in the countries that I was interested in and in the communities I was interested in, what those issues were and assessing what solutions could potentially work to resolve them. And then I lived in Hong Kong for just over a year, and being able to compare what has happened in that region from Hong Kong to South Korea to Taiwan and Singapore over the last 60 years to what has occurred in Africa, and then also looking at impoverished parts of major cities and rural communities here in the U.S. as well. I mean, just the lack of opportunity for people there. I think all those really blended together really well to give me kind of what I felt like was a really good basis for starting Vested World.
And it's interesting that the Jobs Act played an important role in making the kind of business that you wanted to create feasible. Can you talk a little bit more about that? And then also generally what the regulatory climate is like?
Yeah. Prior to the passage of the Jobs Act, you couldn't raise money from anybody. Otherwise, you would run afoul of rules that the SEC had put in place to protect people from predatory investment schemes. And so the Jobs Act reduced the barrier for raising money and really allowed companies to be able to approach a broader subset of investors using means that weren't available to them before. So rather than having to go through broker-dealers or gatekeepers along the way, it increased access for investors and entrepreneurs to interact directly and raise money from each other.
Yeah. So you're working with a group of, would you call them customers or clients, the people who are investing in the businesses you suggest?
Yeah. So we call them Vested Angels.
Vested Angels. Okay.
Branding term. But they're investors. They're in some way, they're our clients.
But if this is new for them, prior to the passage of the Job Act, they didn't have access to this kind of investing. What was it like to try to build that market of people who are willing to invest in this way?
Yes, for us, it's been incredibly difficult. It's probably the hardest thing we do because, one, we're trying to get people to invest in an asset class that they really don't have a lot of experience investing in. While angel investing has grown in prominence over the last decade and people are more and more interested in, you know, the ability to earn these outsized returns that angel investors have earned by investing in companies like Facebook and Google and Amazon. For the most part, that's not the case for a majority of investors. And so we spend a lot of time educating investors about what it is that we're doing, what the opportunities are, how it works. Particularly for us, we're investing in countries that are perceived as being extremely risky, where most people haven't traveled to, and so they're not as familiar with the landscape and what's going on the ground. And so we have to spend a lot of time talking about the markets we're investing in, why we're investing in them, what the risks are, how we can mitigate those risks, what the businesses are, who the entrepreneurs are. It takes a little more time to develop that trust and be able to convince investors that this is something that they should really seriously consider.
What does it look like being regulated at the city and state level? Is there any education that you need to do with the regulators who issue license for you to work here?
But you have to file a certificate to do business in the state of Illinois as a foreign corporation. So we've done that. Then with SEC rules, if you get investors from a particular state under these blue sky laws, you have to make a filing in the states where those investors are based. Yeah, we pay Illinois employment taxes. So, but that's really the extent of your Illinois obligations.
Sure. So do you think of your business as a global business? It sounds like your business sort of bleeds further than Chicago.
Yeah. So we're definitely looking beyond Chicago. I think in the future, as we continue to grow, one of the things we're really interested in is, you know, going back to the roots of how this started, investing in companies that are in underserved parts of the city. So in Englewood and in Albert Grisham on the west side, with what's going on with the hatchery, it'd be great to invest in companies coming out of the hatchery in West Garfield Park. And so it's, I think as we move forward, looking at the regulations that are affecting those businesses is going to be something that we're going to need to be mindful of and factor that into our decision-making process.
What does it look like as a person who's educating investors to try to make sure they understand the regulatory climate the businesses exist in?
And that's a tricky one because our investors are like a little removed from it, and most aren't asking questions about the underlying investments. And if they are asking questions, it's not about what regulations necessarily affect them. The benefit of investing in a fund, especially private equity funds, is that you're relying on the manager to make smart decisions about the types of investments they should be making, where they're making those investments, all the different risks that could affect that business, and trying to mitigate it as much as they can in order to ensure that investors can earn the level, the type of return that they're expecting.
So investors aren't necessarily asking that question because they're outsourcing the managing that risk to Vested World.
Exactly.
And if you could tell the city of Chicago on behalf of your business or on behalf of some of the businesses you're interested in investing in, one piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
So the state has angel investment tax credit that has been really beneficial to helping spur investment into Illinois businesses and giving investors an incentive to do so. So I think that's something the state should definitely continue. I think the city, especially as we're getting a new mayor in, needs to make sure that whatever regulations are being put in place around any particular business need to be carefully thought out in order to protect for whatever the aim of protecting is, but without necessarily imposing stringent barriers or making it harder to actually do business in the city. I think as we look at ways that we want to see Chicago continue to develop and be competitive with peer cities across the country, we want to make sure we're creating an environment that's conducive to entrepreneurship, that is going to help businesses grow and allow those businesses to employ more people, which ultimately benefits the city and benefits all the citizens. We've got a lot of problems there, and we can't solve it all by taxing our way out of it. And so we need to make sure that we've got business revenue coming in to supplement whatever we're getting from the state and income taxes, sales taxes, and other sources of revenue for both the city and the state.
And if you could describe what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago in one word, what would that one word be?
I think doing business in Chicago it's extremely collaborative. I think there is a strong sense of community here in Chicago. It doesn't feel cutthroat. People are willing to be helpful in whatever way that they can. And so I think that's different from other cities where there may be more of a sense of of competition rather than of community. I think people that are here really have a vested interest in being in the city and want to see it do well and maintain its stature both nationally and internationally.
Yeah.
And so because of that, there's kind of all hands on deck approach to making sure we put our best foot forward.
Before we go, is there anything else you'd like to share about Vested World?
Yeah, so if you're interested in learning more about Vested World, you can visit our website, www.vestedworld.com, or reach out to any of us on LinkedIn.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.